and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A story of a man claiming to have been held captive for more than 20 years in a Waterbury, Connecticut home is being reported after a fire breaks out there. WFSB-TV's Amanda Callahan with more on the 32-year-old man.
The arrest warrant details the horrific conditions that this man told police he endured. When he was taken to the hospital, he only weighed about 68 pounds. He told police he would be given only 2 cups of water a day, was locked in his room 22 to 24 hours a day. He was only allowed out to do chores for his stepmother, at most getting 1 minute of time outside to let the dog out.
The stepmother's attorney says she very strongly maintains her innocence. President Trump vows to take back what he calls stolen wealth as tariffs on steel and aluminum imports go into effect. Trump also says come April 2nd.
As you know, we're going to be doing reciprocal tariffs. So whatever they charge us, we're charging them. Nobody can complain about that. Whatever it is, it doesn't even matter what it is.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
They've been somewhat strategic about the tariffs that they are imposing, both Canada and the EU. They're imposing them on things like bourbon or motorcycles, quintessential American products that won't hurt Europeans or Canadians that much if the prices end up going up for consumers a little bit.
The head of the EPA says the Trump administration is looking to roll back air and water quality regulations. CBS's Tracy Wolf says the effort is looking to end the longstanding policy that EPA has the power to set emission standards.
If the EPA is successful in rolling back this rule that they say greenhouse gas emissions hurt public health, you really would start to see a house of cards fall among a variety of EPA rules and regulations to address climate change and address air pollution.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans will not have the votes needed to move forward with a bill to fund government through the rest of the fiscal year. Schumer says they should instead vote on a 30-day funding extension. CBS's Nicole Killian says Majority Leader John Thune opposes a shorter time frame.
In his view, that is the best path forward. You know, it is possible that perhaps he may allow Democrats to have a vote on this alternative bill, maybe in the form of an amendment, just so they can kind of say, hey, we got to vote for what we want. But at this point, no agreement has been reached.
A protest in New York City as a judge allows Gaza war protester and legal U.S. resident Mahmoud Khalil to remain detained by ICE and says he is not to be removed from the U.S. unless and until that court orders otherwise. A government lawyer has asked a federal judge to move the legal fight to either New Jersey or Louisiana. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
The Bucks lose at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead, but Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton with a spectacular three-point shot, then draws a foul, gave the Pacers a 115-114 win over Milwaukee. Doc Rivers.
That's on us. I told our staff, you know, we got to have our guys prepared better for that. You can see screaming before the play. We're already off the bodies, so we're in trouble before the play started.
The Bucks have now lost 3 in a row. College hoops. For the second year in a row, the UW Green Bay women's team winning the Horizon League tournament. They beat Purdue Fort Wayne 77-63. The Phoenix now headed to the NCAA tournament. The Badgers men play tomorrow in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. Greg Gard says his team has put that loss at home to Penn State behind them.
So one nice thing about younger adults, they move on faster than a 50-some-year-old head coach does.
NFL cornerback Eric Stokes leaving the Packers, signing a 1-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy with light winds for the overnight as temperatures drop to near 30 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. We'll see some clouds rolling in Thursday night. Lower 70s Friday and breezy with rain chances Friday night. Right now it's 37.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we'll be joined by Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, to talk about the people versus Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, it's the middle of the week, and the crazy train rolls on in Washington, D.C. It's amazing. You know, there's this thing called the Hatch Act that says that you can't use federal property for commercial purposes. Yesterday, Donald Trump has five Teslas rolled out in front of the White House and gives a sales pitch. It's a crime. It's an actual crime that you can be prosecuted for. Except that the Supreme Court said you can't prosecute Donnie because he's a special boy. Anyhow, the stock market continues to melt down. And actually, I'm not sure exactly where it is today. I should have looked. But the morbidly rich call this happy hour. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, Elon Musk's $100 million power play. Is he buying influence or is he breaking democracy? You know, thanks to Clarence Thomas. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Also, why is the protester, Mr. Khalil, Mahmoud Khalil, seized by Trump, being kept in a notoriously violent ICE facility, a private prison down in Louisiana? What the hell is going on with this? In the second hour of our program, Jamie Raskin has asked for our help. If enough citizens demand their records, Doge may be forced into the light, potentially revealing a deeply troubling mass surveillance system involving both the U.S. government and heavy-duty tech figures like Musk and X and things like that. I mean, this is weird. I'll tell you all about it in the second hour of the program. And also in the second hour, why was the wholesale shredding of government documents just ordered at USAID? Is it evidence that could prove or disprove the Musk accusations of waste, fraud, and abuse? Or is it stuff that could prove, you know, how Musk has been spying on us and things? I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. We'll talk about that in the second hour. And also, some good news. Bernie gets some traction from the GOP. Yeah, the GOP, although I think it's BS. But I'll tell you about that on Medicare covering dental, vision, and hearing in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of the program, will a worldwide boycott of America work? It is happening. I'll give you the details. And Greenlanders just had an election, and they let the world know what they think of Donald Trump. I'll give you the details on that in the third hour of the program. My op-ed today for HartmanReport.com is titled Stock Market Meltdown, the Morbidly Rich Call It Happy Hour. And, you know, it's basically, we've talked about this before, recessions, 10 of the last 11 recessions were started on Republican presidents' watch. And I would argue were started by Republican presidents. Every time you do a major tax cut, you get a recession. I mean, it's just real simple. And the reason why is also fairly simple. All kinds of extra money is going to the very, very rich. And the tax cuts are typically accompanied by cutbacks in government services. When Reagan did his tax cut, he then cut funding for education. He cut food stamps. He cut Medicaid. Those cuts then, you know, dial back services. People get laid off. They're unemployed. They're not buying things. And the country goes into recession. This, by the way, is exactly what back on December 18th, this was before Trump was even sworn in, the Congressional Budget Office predicted. They predicted that the economy would shrink and that we would see more inflation as a result of Trump's policies. Now, the inflation hasn't shown up so far. There was an inflation report this morning, and it came in fairly, you know, fairly steady. Things seem to be doing okay. But then yesterday, the new Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, announced, who, by the way, was formerly the president of the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England. This guy understands economics, particularly macroeconomics. He announced that he's issuing U.S. dollar-denominated bonds this week, which will compete with treasuries, which will drive up interest rates. The Financial Times ran an article about it. The headline, Mark Carney takes on Trump's America. Right. Meanwhile, it looks like Trump, Musk, and perhaps some of the other 13 billionaires in his cabinet may be running a classic pump-and-dump scheme. Here's how it works. Trump and his buddies buy puts, you know, bets that a stock will fall on a handful of volatile stocks. By the way, you can get a huge return on these things. You know, you can get hundreds of percent return, even if a stock only falls, you know, 20-30%, something like that. Then, so number one, you buy the puts. You buy the bets that the stock will fall. Number two, you then go out and announce that you're putting tariffs on a bunch of things, you know, cars, steel, whatever, after you bought stock in car companies and steel companies. The company's stocks collapse. You cash out of your puts. You exercise your puts and cash out with your profits as the stock is hitting bottom. And then you buy a bunch of calls, which are bets that the stock will go back up. Heavily leveraged bets, and then you announce, oh, we're going to suspend the tariffs for a month. And suddenly the stocks go back up. Rinse, repeat the following week. Now, the scam only works if you know in advance what actions the president is going to take to drive up or down stock prices. But if you or I did this, it would be a felony. But Trump was granted immunity by six corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court. And does anybody really think that Kristi Noem or Cash Patel are going to investigate Donald Trump or his sons or his friends or Elon Musk? Now, are you skeptical that Trump might do something that brash, that criminal? Well, according to Peter Schiff, the chief economist and global strategist at Euro-Pacific Capital, he just did with the meme coins, Dollar Trump and Dollar Melania. Schiff argues this was a classic pump-and-dump operation. He wants Congress to investigate it. Yeah, good luck with that. I can just see Mike Johnson and John Thune getting all over this stuff, right? But recessions are really huge buying opportunities for the morbidly rich. Millions are laid off work. Small businesses are going bankrupt. You know, American families who might have a little bit of money in the stock market, in their 401ks or their IRAs, their retirement plans, they suddenly have to sell stock just, frankly, just to pay the damn rent. And so they're selling their stock at fire sale prices. And what do the billionaires do? They buy that stock up. So, number one, an economic disaster is a great excuse to reduce taxes on the rich with the excuse that the federal tax revenues have cratered and you need to stimulate the economy. Both Reagan and George W. Bush did this. And Trump, although he didn't do it in the face of a recession. But they, you know, they said that cutting taxes on billionaires will stimulate the economy. And then Reagan, right after he threw the country into a recession with a tax cut, he then used that to cut food stamps, Medicaid, and AFDC. George W. Bush used the recession that followed his billionaire tax cut to try to cut Social Security. Second, in times of economic crisis, people's tolerance for strongman authoritarian government goes up. They're like, somebody save us, please. This is why it's a virtual certainty that Vladimir Putin and his buddies are celebrating Trump and Musk with the champagne over at the Kremlin. I mean, Hitler used the Great Depression, the Republican Great Depression, to his advantage when he came to power in 1933. Trump could use a similar economic crisis to consolidate his power and ram through a state of emergency to take America down a road, you know, to the America First form of neo-fascism. And third, billionaires make the most money when there's a crash. You know, I've told you the story about my old friend Gloria Swanson telling me about how Joe Kennedy, you know, was just completely out of the market just before the crash, and then after the crash went in and just bought everything in sight. And as a result of that, he became one of the richest men in America. J. Paul Getty, you know, famous phrase, right after His famous phrase was buy when everyone is selling and hold on until everyone else is buying. And that's something you can only do at scale if you're morbidly rich, right? Getty skipped his parents' golden anniversary in October of 1929 to go to Wall Street and buy stocks. He says it was the opportunity of a lifetime to get oil companies for practically nothing. And out of that, he became one of the three richest oil barons in the world. Flash forward to today, the Reagan crash made billionaires richer. The Bush crash made billionaires richer. The Trump crash made billionaires richer. I mean, massively richer. Rich people who bought stocks at the market bottom in 2009, just 11 years later, made a 462% return by 2020. $1 billion became $5.62 billion in just 11 years. And then they did it again 10 years later with the Trump crash. And, you know, did I mention the billionaires love economic downturns? I mean, just that one single terrible crash year of 2020, the Institute for Policy Studies says the world's billionaires saw their wealth increase by 54%. America's billionaires saw their wealth increase by 62%. Average billionaire wealth worldwide increased 27% just in that one year. So get ready. You know, a jury and the trial's judge found that Donald Trump raped E. Jean Carroll under common modern parlance. But that ain't nothing compared to what he and his billionaire buddies have planned for average Americans, people like you and me, that they see as the marks that they can fleece. Force us to sell our stocks, crash the economy, buy it up cheap, get rich, 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 just like J. Paul Getty and Joe Kennedy did back in the day. It's an old, old game. And I'm just amazed that the media isn't talking about how these billionaires are playing this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You can read all about it with details and links over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Stock Market Manipulation, the Morbidly Rich Call It Happy Hour. Completely free. Anybody can read it. Share it with your friends. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hello there, this is James.
Melissa.
Chad.
And Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For just a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets, and I can tell you from personal experience, this stuff works. Many of you, well, my dog's personal experience, many are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. Personally, my favorite is the Deep Sleep Gummies. They're incredible. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now's your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around for long, so don't wait. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. At cbdistillery.com, the code is VIP, 50% off.
Spanish. Jobs are gone. The banks foreclose. But the morbidly rich just strike a pose. They pour the scotch, they clink their glass, they buy up stocks while you collapse. A crisis means it's time to play another fire sale today. Stock market meltdown, it's happy hour. Pour the drinks, feel the power. You lose your home, they buy some more. Laughing as they lock the door. Your 401 cage been turned to dust. Your savings drained.
Yes, indeed. 23 minutes past the hour. Elon Musk has just decided to give another $100 million to Donald Trump. Interestingly, a lot of this money is going into Trump super PACs that Trump can then extract the money from if he leaves office. I say if he leaves office, because we all know that he has been talking a lot lately about never leaving office. So we'll see what happens. But this is pretty unprecedented. The headline in the New York Times yesterday, Musk seeks to put $100 million directly into Trump political operation. Now, you're seeing the evidence of this. Yesterday, last night was the vote on this continuing resolution to keep the government open. Now, if this was a clean CR, CR is, you know, short for continuing resolution. If this was a clean CR, in other words, if all it said was, we're just going to keep the government operating exactly as it is,
until September, until the end of the fiscal year, the Democrats would not have a problem with it. But what they did is they said, we're going to keep the government operating just like it is, but we're going to add additional authority to Elon Musk and Donald Trump to slash our federal agencies. And for that reason, the only Democrat in the entire House of Representatives who voted for this was Jared Golden. Jared Golden is, you know, famously one of the big-time on-the-take Democrats. You know, cross my palm with cash, lobbyists, please. You know, him and Josh Gottheimer and these so-called problem solvers and the AIPAC Democrats and whatnot. So that was, you know, that was it. And there was only one Republican who voted against it. And that's probably the bigger story, because Elon Musk and Donald Trump now have this, you know, $100 million. Well, actually, it's multi-hundred. There's some reports saying that Trump is sitting on as much as $600 million right now that he can use to primary anybody. I mean, Thomas Massey, I told you yesterday, the day before yesterday, Thomas Massey, the Kentucky Republican who likes to send out pictures on Christmas of him and his three or four kids, all each one of them holding an AR-15. He said he was going to vote against it because he doesn't like continuing resolutions. You know, Trump called him up and said, OK, we're going to primary you. In fact, he didn't call him up. He said it publicly. We'll primary Thomas Massey if he votes the wrong way on this. Massey changed his vote. These guys are terrified of this big money. And they should be, you know, the corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas being the deciding vote after, you know, a billionaire had been spiffing him and his family and his mother and his son, or his adopted kid or whatever they call him, you know, was the deciding vote on Citizens United. So here we've got this $100 million. And then, you know, what does Trump do? He pulls five Teslas up to the front of the White House in violation of the Hatch Act and says, hey, everybody, go out and buy a car. Yeah, right. I mean, this is beyond wrong. This is beyond corrupt. This is the kind of stuff you expect to see in third world tin pot dictatorships. This is not the kind of behavior that should ever be happening in the United States of America. And again, 75% of the blame here goes right to five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, a couple of them are gone, but Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito are still around. And, you know, the damage that they have done to this country with that Citizens United decision is beyond breathtaking. Meanwhile, Mahmoud Khalil has been moved to an insanely brutal detention facility. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Viagra for your brain, but it does not lead to stiff thinking. Stick around. We'll be right back. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. In Waterbury, Connecticut, a 32-year-old man says he was held captive for more than 20 years by stepmother Kimberly Sullivan, now under arrest after a fire.
On February 17th, the Waterbury Fire Department was called to a house on Blake Street. Two people were home at the time, Sullivan and the victim. The victim told first responders he believed starting this fire was the only way out of this situation.
WFSB-TV's Amanda Callahan. European Union nations are levying retaliatory tariffs against U.S. goods, but President Trump says he's not concerned.
We have been abused really for a long time, and we will be abused no longer.
The EPA's budget is being slashed.
Originally, Trump and Zeldin had come out and said that they will reduce the EPA's budget by 65%, and Zeldin doubled down on that. He says that, you know, the budget of the EPA last year was $60 billion. He believes he can run the EPA at 35% of that budget. Wow. I think that will be incredibly difficult.
CBS's Tracy Wolf. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead, but Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton with a spectacular three-point shot, then draws a foul, gave the Pacers a 115-114 win over Milwaukee. Doc Rivers.
That's on us. I told our staff, you know, we got to have our guys prepared better for that. You can see screaming before the play. We're already off the bodies, so we're in trouble before the play started.
The Bucks have now lost three in a row. College hoops. For the second year in a row, the UW Green Bay women's team winning the Horizon League tournament. They beat Purdue Fort Wayne 77-63. The Phoenix now headed to the NCAA tournament. The Badgers men play tomorrow in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. Greg Gard says his team has put that loss at home to Penn State behind them.
So one nice thing about younger adults, they move on faster than a 50-some-year-old head coach does.
NFL cornerback Eric Stokes leaving the Packers, signing a one-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy with light winds for the overnight as temperatures drop to near 30 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. We'll see some clouds rolling in Thursday night. Lower 70s Friday and breezy with rain chances Friday night. Currently 35 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, is it illegal for a law firm to represent someone the government doesn't like? Jim Santel from Amicus, a law review, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hands, a puppet dancing on Russian strands in the corridors where secrets seep. The truth lies buried dark. Helsinki stage to whispered calls, a leader bends, another enthralls, sanctions lifted, alliances frayed, a nation's trust begins to fade, disputing on Trump, the question stands.
35 minutes past the hour, a protester, Mahmoud Khalil, he was actually the negotiator between the protests at Columbia University, the people who were protesting this massive, murderous 2,000-pound dumb bomb campaign that Netanyahu was running against Gazan civilians, killing tens of thousands of them. They were protesting that, and which Donald Trump calls anti-Semitism. And he was trying to negotiate a peaceful transition, you know, get out, you know, stop occupying the buildings and things like that between them and the university. Because he was the negotiator, his name was in the media. Because his name was in the media, Donald Trump went bat guano crazy and, ordered him kicked out of the country. This is a guy who had a green card. You can't kick people with green cards out unless, number one, they've committed a crime and then they go through a legal process with the State Department to determine whether their green card should be revoked. Or number two, the Secretary of State himself, in this case Marco Rubio, determines that they are a threat to American foreign policy. He doesn't have to give any evidence. This is completely arbitrary. He can simply say it. And it appears, or it's being reported, it was reported in the New York Times, that Marco Rubio indeed did that. He signed the document saying, in my opinion, this guy's a threat to U.S. foreign policy. And, this is under a law that goes back to the 1970s. Odds are that they're actually going to succeed in deporting this guy. But what they've done, but we'll see. I mean, there's several lawsuits around this. But the horrible thing is that, I mean, he was arrested at Columbia University. On or near campus housing, and they shipped him 1,300 miles away to the LaSalle Correctional Facility. This is a for-profit ICE facility in Louisiana. It was operated first as a juvenile detention center, and then it got shut down for tear gassing and pepper spraying children. They reopened it as an adult detention facility under ICE, an ICE facility, and now I'm just quoting from this Daily Kos story. Since becoming an ICE facility, LaSalle has been rampant with sexual assault, with a 2024 audit finding that the facility violated multiple federal standards under the Prison Rape Elimination Act. In 2016, three immigrants died at LaSalle in the span of 6 months. The following year, another immigrant died, prompting another investigation. And now, you know, this young man has been put there, much to the anguish of him and his 8-month pregnant American wife. The National Executive Director of the Arab American Discrimination Committee said of these kinds of things, when ICE does these kind of things, quote, they are usually taken to remote areas where it's hard to get an attorney. And meanwhile, Trump has been, you know, celebrating this on his Nazi-infested social media site. He said, this is the first arrest of many to come. We know there are more students at Columbia and other universities across the country who have engaged in pro-terrorist, anti-Semitic, anti-American activity, and the Trump administration will not tolerate. Let's be very clear. I am not a Hamas supporter. In fact, I'm disgusted by Hamas. I'm all in favor of destroying the organization. But if I was a Hamas supporter and I wanted to say, hey, I like Hamas or something like that, I have a right to do that under the First Amendment. We have this thing called free speech. And we also have the right to peaceably assemble and petition our government for redress of grievance. Nobody is alleging that this guy actually committed any crime at all, including the government. Even Donald Trump is. I mean, he's saying, you know, it's anti-Semitism and it's un-American and it's pro-terrorist. Well, you know, you can call names, but those aren't crimes. Or at least, you know, what he did is not a crime. There are probably some pro-terrorist and anti-Semitic activities that would inappropriately be crimes. But this is not what we're talking about here. Jamal Abdi, who's been on this president many times, who's been on this show many times, he's the president of the National Iranian American Council. He said, we may soon live in a country where you can assault a police officer and storm the Capitol to overturn a democratic election and walk off scot-free. But if you attend a peaceful anti-war rally, you could be deported. Incredible. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Robert in Statesville, North Carolina. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Thank you, Tom. First off, I'd like to say I think a lot of people just really just understand what you're talking about, and that's a really good thing because even the subject I'm on, after listening online for like a half an hour, I kind of got lost because I listened to all the stuff that you talk about, and it all rings true. But here's what I was going to talk about, and it's kind of off the wall, but remember Statesville, I mean Charlottesville, and wasn't it behind a Confederate statue, and they had the protests, and all the white supremacists were going down the street going, the Jews will not replace us.
Right.
And now what do they say? Do they say the Palestinians will not replace the Jews? Right? It's stupid. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, now they're, I don't know what they're chanting now. This great replacement theory is still being promoted by Republican members of Congress, for God's sake. You know, Rich used that language, Robert. I got to drop you right now. I'm sorry. John in Evanston, Illinois, and apologies for anybody who is offended. John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Love your show.
Thank you.
What's up? I do not like Trump. However, he may be ending the wars, and I use wars plural. He basically ended the war in Afghanistan.
It was Joe Biden who ended that war.
Well,
what Donald Trump did is he shut down, as I recall, 9 of our 10 Air Force bases there, or maybe it was 8 out of 9, all but one of them. And that made it really difficult when Biden became in as president to pull out our soldiers in a safe way.
Right. And Trump actually thought he was going to win the election, and he would have gotten the war ended.
Well,
but now
maybe.
We turn to Ukraine. Ukraine,
yeah.
There's a guy named Kellogg who has a very good explanation. Lieutenant General, retired, I think it's George Kellogg. And he says basically, Trump is totally transactional. He sets these things up. When he says, we've got we're going to get the minerals, and there's going to be peace. And you go back over what he said to Zelensky. You don't have the cards. With me, you've got something. He's got the deal in his mind. And it's going to happen, and it's going to be the end of the war.
Well, we'll see. But what you're missing, John, and mm-hmm. I get all this, and you're speaking as if being transactional is a positive thing. We have principles in America. We defend democratic nations. We are opposed, both legally and morally, to any country invading another country, killing their people, raping their women as a policy of war, stealing over 100,000 of their children and selling them into sex trafficking in Russia. We are opposed to that. Trump is fine with all that. So, you know, you can call him transactional. You can say, oh, wonderful, he might end the war and all that kind of stuff all day long. But it's BS. The reality is he's not defending democracy. He's defending Putin. He's defending autocracy. Okay. He's telling Zelensky, you're going to have to give Putin what he's already taken. And what does that say to China that wants to take Taiwan? What does that say to any country in the world that wants to invade a weaker neighbor? Yeah. It's a terrible message that Trump is sending.
I'm older than you. I was born in 1941.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, this is what, in March of 1968, LBJ went on television. We jumped for joy. He was going to end the war in Vietnam. He didn't do it.
I know he didn't do it because Richard Nixon called up the president of South Vietnam and said, I'll make you rich if you'll refuse to go to Paris.
No. He didn't do it because he wouldn't fly to Hanoi, negotiate the end of the war.
Oh, that's silly, John. That's
United
silly.
United States of America.
LBJ should have hopped on a plane and flown into the middle of a war zone. You know, the only president who's ever flown into a war zone in the history of our country, outside of James Madison, actually, was involved in a war zone. But the only other president who's ever done that was Joe Biden, who went into Ukraine during this war. No, John, forget it. That was a treason by Nixon.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45, and I remember it well, by the way, 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your own personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250, to get the protection and peace of mind you deserve.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
They say he's from the hills, but the truth ain't so clear. Grew up in the suburbs, not the Appalachia frontier. J.D. Vance, you're just a tale they sell. While real folks struggle in a system built to fail. It's a J.D. Vance elegy, grift, sell lies with a smile, cause you never want to drift. From the suburbs to the Senate, you climb so high. On the backs of the poor while you spread your lies.
9 minutes before the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Bob in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
And, I just was listening to your previous call, and I just got done being at our local Democratic precinct meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It's going to be, how do we counter the effects of money? And I think what it is that at least in Wake County, we overperformed in terms of knocking on doors. And I was part of that. He has doing my part, like you said, doing it from the bottom up. And I would encourage everybody. Well, two things. One thing before I forget. One way to help get the message out, support Free Speech TV.
Yeah.
For everybody listening.
Well, or if you're listening to a nonprofit station, support them. And if you're listening to us on a for-profit station, call their advertisers and tell them, hey, I'm listening to WCPT or I'm listening to KTRC or whatever, or KTNF. I'm listening to the station right now, and thank you for advertising with them. I'm going to support your products. Yeah, it's a great step.
Hey, so the question I have for you is, I have an opportunity to help write the plank for the North Carolina, or the contributions for resolutions for the plank.
Mm-hmm.
What would be a good resource? What's a good place to, like, a compendium? And, I mean, I want to hit as much as I can, and I was going to also use the template from the Poor People's Campaign as well, Bishop Barber and Reverend Theo Harris. But what would you say?
Boy,
what would
that's you be a input? Good question. I would start with Bernie's office. I would reach out to them and ask them for a copy of the plank that Bernie ran on for president in 2016 and 2020. That's solid stuff. It's probably available online. You probably don't even need to call. You could probably Google it. But, Bernie boiled it down very, very well. The Democratic Party platform, actually, in 2016 and 2020 wasn't terrible. But Bernie's, the platform that Bernie was running on in those primaries is really worth looking at.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you. I'll definitely do that. And we know we're in for a fight. We know we're in for a GERD, but we can't quit because it's your kids, your grandkids, the seven generations. In the words of the Iroquois Confederacy, we have to think about the seven generations, and we got to do it. So
the future is at stake.
Thank you for doing what you do.
You're welcome, Bob. Yeah. Thank you for the call, and thanks for what you're doing. That's great that you're showing up at your local Democratic Party. Michael in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Yes. Hi, Tom. I know you've lived through hostile surveillance states, and there's so much going on in the world, it's hard to know where to focus one's attention. I think this issue with Mahmoud Khalil has gone over a lot of people's heads. It's a wake-up call to every parent, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, or grandparent of a college student. Get a hold of them and let them know that they're monitoring them, so you can't just go out and protest. You can't. And you're not just risking being expelled if you have a green card. You can be expelled from the university, and not just your university, but any university that receives government funds, and probably the private ones too. So this is a big deal, and I've got a solution here that I think you'll find interesting. What they can do is strike to protest against transsexual mice killings. Those last two letters, mice killings, obviously is for Mahmoud Khalil. And the kids during the week can just put cute whiskers on Monday through Friday and go into class. And if anyone asks,
you know, it wasn't transsexual mice that the research was being done on. It was transgenic mice, mice that have human genes in them so that we can study human diseases in mice.
Which is why it's funny.
It's funny if you know, but it's not funny if you're promoting Trump's memes.
What's the proof that the transsexual mice killings are occurring is the fact you can't find any. They've obviously been killed because there's no such thing as a transsexual mouse.
Yeah, okay, but I get it. Michael, I think this is
a
weird...
You don't want the kids to get in trouble.
I think we've gone down a rabbit hole here that's a little too deep for me. Rich in Lake Ariel, Pennsylvania. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hi. I was just wanted to add one thing to what you were saying earlier in terms of the rich people using puts and to calls. Tank the market to then make a bundle. It's also stopping people from investing in the market or in any assets. Because, I mean, I just got a call just before I called you where they were asking for investment. And I said, I can't invest for the next 4 years.
Because?
Because I'm afraid.
Oh, I see.
Because I'm afraid of this administration.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck they're going to do. I'm wondering if I should be calling my broker and saying, sell off everything before it tanks completely.
Yeah.
And I think that's most people. We're afraid.
Yeah, the market's already down about 5%. I mean, we're seeing a bloodbath. I think it's going to get a whole lot worse. But don't ever take financial advice from me. I have never successfully made money in the stock market. I've lost money in the stock market every time I've tried, and I finally just turned everything over. And you know, it's not like I'm rich or something, but I have a little bit of money, and I turned it all over to a professional guy who says he's doing a good job. I told him a couple months ago, I said, you know, I think Trump is going to be a disaster. We should probably move into cash. And he's like, oh, you don't want to move into cash. So we'll see. We'll see. But anyhow, yeah, Rich, like I said, don't take my advice. I appreciate the call, but I share your concern. I think you're right. We're hitting the top of the hour here. It's 57 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day. Jamie Raskin has asked for our help. What is it that he wants us to do? This is an amazing story. I'll tell you about that right after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Let's face it, we're just human. I don't always eat healthy, and you probably don't always eat healthy either. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or, gasp, a pizza, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. Let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. fieldofgreens.com.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll discuss the Supreme Court debate and also a blood moon rising.
We'll give you the details. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump will meet with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte at the White House tomorrow.
The meeting comes as experts say the Trump administration is emboldening Russia's position in its war with Ukraine. The president has repeatedly criticized NATO, which was formed to counter Soviet aggression during the Cold War. He's accused the alliance of not paying its fair share for military spending, recently saying the United States would not defend members who did not pay. And he's expressed uncertainty that NATO would come to the defense of the U.S. if the country were attacked. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The European Union is fighting back against President Trump's tariffs as they raise their own tariffs on American goods, including beef, poultry, bourbon, motorcycles, peanut butter, and jeans. Elon Musk's Doge task force has cut Agriculture Department funding for schools and food banks to buy food from local farmers. Matt King, CEO of the Hunger